Welcome to the C-Suite Mentor, the place where you will learn the tools, strategies, and mindset to scale your business sustainably and build a lasting legacy. I'm your host, Teresa Cantley. As a fellow CEO, I understand what it takes to scale a business to seven and multiple eight figures. It's not necessarily what you might think. It requires a complete shift in how you think, strategize, and execute key actions in your business. My mission is to help CEOs step back into the driver's seat of their business by optimizing their operations, empowering their team, and staying in total alignment with their big vision. So, are you ready to exchange everything that hasn't worked for strategies that will? You're in the right place. I wanted to talk to you today about something that I see a lot of people struggling with. I've struggled with it myself. And it's this thing of letting other people, letting society, letting what we see on the internet, letting just external impacts dictate what we're capable of, what brings us joy, what brings us happiness, and really what we're meant to do. And I wanted to start this off with because today, 3 years ago, was probably one of the worst days of my life. So my husband and I were down in, and today, at the time of this recording, it is February 22nd. 3 years ago, my husband and I were down in Florida. My mother-in-law had passed away, and we were down there for her funeral. And around in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I wasn't feeling good. So in the middle of the night, the 21st into the 22nd, I wasn't feeling good. And I had this horrible stomach ache and couldn't really figure out what it was. I thought maybe I was just anxious because my mother-in-law had passed away and I was really sad. And the next day was the funeral and maybe that's what it was. So woke up the next morning and I told my husband, got up really early and I said, you know, I'm not feeling so great. My stomach is bothering me and I'm not really sure exactly what it was. I had this horrible pain and I looked at my phone and it was 6:15 in the morning and I looked at my phone and my best friend and business partner's husband had called me and I called him back to find out that she had passed away. If you know my story, I've talked about this before. She had pancreatic cancer. And she was a fighter. She fought for 5 years against the cancer. Fought it off once, fought it off twice, and unfortunately couldn't fight it off the third time. And when I got that phone call, my heart just sank. And I was supposed to, I mean, we were going to the funeral parlor to make the final arrangements and everything because the funeral was actually the following day. And I just remember I was so devastated. I felt like a part of me had just died with her. And just when we left to go down to Florida, I would have never, ever expected that she was going to pass. Never. I think the whole time she had cancer, I never thought she would pass. I just thought she would get better. So when I got that phone call, it was like, oh my gosh. I mean, just devastation. And I actually delivered her eulogy. There were three people that delivered her different eulogies. One was her oncologist, one was me, one was her niece and her nephew. And actually I think her brother got up and talked. Her niece and her nephew read something, but her brother actually got up and talked. But during my eulogy and the things that I thought about after I got that phone call and realized that a large piece of my life was now gone and not gone for good because she's always with me. She's always around me, but a large piece of my life, was gone. And I started to think to myself, the things that I learned from her. I mean, she was a fighter. She looked at her situation and said, I am not going to let cancer define me. I am not going to let this situation stop me from living. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight. I'm going to keep going. And I'm not going to let this define me. And I thought to myself, as I was preparing her eulogy, and as I was, and even today, when I look back and I think about Vanessa and what she stood for, I mean, we were called Vodka and Tonic, V&T, Thelma and Louise. And the things that I, like I said, I started to think about the things that she stood for and the things that really impacted my life and helped me to be a better version of me. And those three things were truth and loyalty and integrity. Truth, she knew who she was, and she didn't let anybody try and tell her she was something else. She spoke her mind. She used her voice for good, and she really went after her dreams. She was accomplished so many things in her life and impacted the lives of every single person she came in contact with. Loyalty. She was a loyal friend. She was loyal to really anyone that she had a relationship with, that she cared about. She was loyal in the people that she took care of on the school board, making sure that kids always, any kid had a chance for a great education and had access to technology, no matter what. And she was loyal, like I said, she was loyal to her friends. She was loyal to anybody that she came in contact with. If she could help you, if you were going through something, she would stand by your side. And she stood by my side through many, many things. And integrity, she always honored her word. If she said she was going to do something, she did it. And I think the big thing that I learned from her, and I'm going to go back to what I said in the beginning of this, is that never, ever let anyone tell you what you're capable of or not capable of. And never, ever let anybody determine your happiness, your joy, and what dreams you do or don't pursue, or even define what your dream is. And this was something that I struggled with throughout the years when we were in corporate. We worked in corporate America. I actually was her husband's. I met her because I was her husband's executive assistant. But the thing that I realized is that I always let other people determine who I was. I always let other people dictate what I was capable of based on where I came from, based on how I grew up, based on whatever my current circumstance was, until I met her. And I remember having several conversations with Vanessa about the people that we worked for, these five owners of this business that we worked for, and how I was, because she never, ever let anyone tell her what she could or couldn't do. She went after, if she wanted to do something bad enough, she went after it and she did it. If she had a dream to accomplish something, she went after it and she did it. If she was criticized, and she was, if she had haters, and she did, especially being on the school board, she didn't let her bother her. She didn't let the comments from others interrupt what she was trying to accomplish or divert what she was trying to accomplish. If she believed in something, she moved forward with it. She believed that all kids should have access to technology. She believed that, you know, that women shouldn't be treated poorly in corporate America. And she fought to make sure that we weren't treated poorly where we worked. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I learned from her over the years. And especially as she got sick, when she was diagnosed and as she went through it, we would have conversations all the time about, you know, you can't let a circumstance dictate what's going to happen to you. You have to look at it and say, all right, how am I going to get through this? What support do I need? What resources do I need? And what do I want to accomplish, or what do I want to do once I get through this adversity or this challenge? And as she didn't let cancer define her, she also didn't let the community, when she was on school board, that didn't agree with the decisions that she was making for building a school or building a library or whatever it was that they were deciding on. She didn't let that sway her opinion and her conviction on what she believed was true. And that was one of the biggest things that she taught me, was that you need to stand in your truth. If you have a dream to do something, you go after that dream. And no one on social media, no one in your workplace, not your bosses, not your leaders like that in your organization, no one can tell you what you can and can't do with that dream. No one can define that dream for you either. And this is something that, and whether it's the market, the industry, other people, people in your community, you do not let anyone else determine what you're capable of. Or if they don't agree with what you're doing, don't let that determine what you do next. I have a client who just had a crisis in his business, and he wanted to do a fundraiser to help support, paying his employees, because he wanted to pay them through the crisis until the business reopened. And of course, this goes out on social media, and everybody and their brother has to have an opinion about it and say that he was wrong for doing it, or that, he can afford to pay these people. And they have no idea really what the situation is, but everybody needs to comment on it. Everybody needs to have an opinion on it. And when he saw that, I said to him, everybody has an opinion. Everybody's going to have a comment about this. Good, bad, indifferent. But you can't care what they think. Because as soon as you start really caring what people think, that starts to then say who you are. And no one else can say who you are except you. Just like no one could tell Vanessa who she was. Not the cancer, not the doctors, not the community that didn't agree with her, not the men that we worked for. She dictated who she was, what she wanted to do, what dreams she wanted to chase and go after, and what her purpose was. And I wanted to talk about this because I've seen this happen more and more, especially, with more and more people being on social media and people putting their businesses on social media and putting themselves out there. When you become an entrepreneur, you have to, everything, like you expose pretty much everything. And you have to really stand in that conviction of what you believe and what you're teaching and what you're coaching and what you're selling and what your services is. And whatever it is that your business is doing, you have to stand in that conviction of what you believe is truth. You have to be loyal to your vision and your dream. And you have to stay in integrity with what you say you're gonna do for your team, for your employees, for your friends, for your family, for you. It's harder to keep ourselves in integrity than it is holding someone else in integrity. But we need to be true to ourselves. And I think a lot of people that I've coached, a lot of people that I've talked to, we get away from that. We get away from really knowing and connecting to who we are because we're so focused on what everybody else thinks. Me included, I am not immune to this. But we get so focused on trying to be something for all these other people, and we forget who we are. Or we let the impact of other people, what other people think, what other people say to us that we're capable of doing, we let that impact us so much that we end up forgetting or letting go of what really brings us joy. And And the other day I had a conversation with someone I coach, and she was feeling very distraught and very down and very frustrated to the point where she was thinking about switching careers or switching what she was doing. And what we uncovered is that she was letting another employee who would make comments about what she was doing, make comments about things in the business, and she was letting that determine what she did or didn't do in a day. And this is someone who is a leader in a business, who leads people. She was letting this person who was making comments or doing things that didn't align with what my client was doing, she was letting them determine her day. She was letting that person dictate her happiness and dictate the projects and tasks that she thought she should do or didn't do. And I said to her, I said, you can't let anyone else determine. You are a leader in this business. You can't let anybody else determine what your joy is, but also determine what your dream, what your vision is for this particular area that you're in charge of. And when you do, you are giving someone else your dream. You're giving someone else your creativity. You're giving someone else your innovation and not using it to fulfill your purpose, not using it to move the needle in your business or move the needle in your particular area that you manage. And I see this happen time and time again, where whatever is going on in the business or in the world, we let that dictate and determine the trajectory of our life instead of taking control of our life, having autonomy or control of our life. We let other things and other people control. And that's when we start to feel powerless. That's when we start to feel out of integrity with ourselves. And that's when we let go of our truth and we believe someone else's truth. So what we want to do is make sure that during our day that we are not giving that control to someone else, that we look at our day and we say, this is what I'm set out to do. This is my vision for the day. This is my dream. This is my, and whether it's to write a book, whether it is to grow, is to launch a new product or launch a new menu or, you know, move, like create a new offer in your business, whatever that is, we have to backfill it with the things that bring our energy, that fuel our desire. And then we match that with the purpose, our purpose, the things that we do every single day, being a good leader, being a good CEO, being a good friend, being a good mom, whatever it is, we take that thing that energizes us and we fuel our purpose and our goals that we have. And that's how we can stay in alignment with who we are, what we believe, what is our truth, what is our conviction, and what is it that we want to do with this one beautiful life that we're given. And I got to tell you, the biggest thing that I learned from Vanessa is that you have to determine what you want to do with this beautiful life. And when you decide what that is, when you decide, especially, you know, if you're a CEO, if you're a business owner, you started this business for a reason. We started our Mario, our brick and mortar retail store. We started that to give women a place where they could feel comfortable. They could feel good no matter what size, shape, ethnicity, background, whatever. We wanted to create that place that women could come, have fun, feel good, try on some jewelry, have a glass of wine, as if they were having a conversation with their best friend. To dream, to give them a space where they could talk about their dreams and talk about the things that they wanted to accomplish. That's why we started our business. A lot of people thought we were crazy because we started it during a recession. But we said, and Vanessa kept telling me, we can do this. Just like when we were walking through this show that we were at in New York City, and she said, do you really think we could open a store? And I was like, absolutely we can. And of course, along the way, we had people tell us, it's never going to work. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to achieve this. And many times over, I doubted. But she was the one that kept saying, we can't let the external things determine what we are going to do and what our dream is. Our dream is exactly that, our dream. And we can't let these naysayers and these haters, I mean, we had people who tried to sabotage our business. I can't tell you how many times. It was crazy. But we kept going and we kept doing it because it was our dream. And when I built my coaching business, I doubted myself. And she kept telling me, this is your dream. You need to keep moving forward with it. And there are going to be lots of people who aren't going to like you. And there are going to be people who don't agree with you. And there are going to be people who want to comment on absolutely every single thing and have an opinion about every single thing. But you can't let that deter you from what you're passionate about, what energizes you, and using that what energizes you to fulfill your purpose. My client, who was frustrated, she went back to being creative. And what we figured out is she was hiding because she didn't want to deal with someone who kept telling her who she was. So instead, she stopped hiding and she went back to being creative. And we reconnected with who she believes she is and what her truth is. And then she started doing the thing that is her purpose, which is being creative, which is merchandising, which is creating these amazing displays and filling a space with warmth. She went back to doing that. So I wanted to do this episode, and this is a little bit off of the schedule that I'm supposed to be following for this, but that's okay. But I wanted to do this because, number one, this is a tough day for me. It is a tough day every single year because this is the day that I lost my best friend, my business partner. But the thing that I will never lose is what she taught me about standing in your truth, being loyal to your dream, and holding yourself in integrity, standing for what you believe, even if you're standing alone, but standing for what you believe. Standing for your conviction and not letting anybody tell you, not the market, not the industry, not the economy, not people who don't, you know, who have to comment on everything on social media or online or people who write bad reviews or whatever it is, toxic employees, people who, you know, who have to comment on every single thing that everybody does and they never look at themselves and realize that they're the ones that are actually causing the issue. We cannot let anybody else tell us who we are, what we are truly capable of with this one beautiful life, and what our dream should be. That is up to you. So again, I wanted to put this out there. I wanted to talk about this so you can learn a little bit more about the amazing woman that was Vanessa Good, and also to remember in a time when comparison is huge, a time when people are frustrated, when burnout is huge, when mental health is a really big issue. I want you to remember that only you can tell, can determine who you are. Only you can decide what it is that you want to go after, what it is that you want to accomplish. Only you. So whether you own a business, you're a leader in a business, you're a manager in a business, you're an employee, wherever you are in your life, you are the writer of your story. You are the creator of your movie, of your story, of your life. And only you can decide who you are. So, till next week, have a wonderful rest of your week. And let's all take care of each other. Hey there. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value on the show, please follow the podcast so you never, ever miss an episode. And I would love, love, love if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for me. Even better, share the show with a fellow business owner ready to step fully into their CEO leadership role. Because right now, more than ever, the world really needs next level leaders. And by the way, did you know you can text me all your questions and get real-time feedback? Absolutely can. Just text the word CEO to me at 610-215-2838 to get connected. One last goodie for you before I go. If you're ready to scale your business and have a co-creator working right by your side, my C-Suite Mentor Program may be perfect for you and your possible new second in command. Just visit thecsuitementor.com to get started.